98.3 KULM, Tuesday, June 23rd, and hopping on the news, our Colorado County Judge, Ty Prowsey. Hey, Ty, appreciate you, man.
Daryl, it's a pleasure to be with you again.
All right. Well, hey, before we run through the latest numbers for the COVID-19 information, Colorado County EMS posted a report on a two-vehicle accident on I-10 yesterday where a full-size tire and rim jumped the median cable barrier and ended up in the windshield of a passing motorist. Thank God, only minor injuries. But those are the kind of things our EMS, they got to respond to, and that's some scary stuff. So basically, Michael Ferner was saying, make sure your load is secured and nothing can fly out of your truck or your trailer or things like that.
Well, I tell you, the Lord had his hands on whoever was in that vehicle for sure. Bound to have been an awakening moment when a tire comes through your windshield and, you know, you're not even at fault.
Man. Well, let's get the latest numbers. I know most everybody knows about the declaration from Friday from the Columbus mayor, and so we're tightening up our precautions, but go ahead and review and go through that again for everyone.
Yes, sir. Not happy about the numbers. We certainly had an increase last week. It was a rough week. Starting Wednesday with the patients that tested positive from True Care Living Center and, you know, the great fear and horrific stories around from like Brenham where 25 have died in a nursing home there. We were, you know, just fearful and dreading what could have happened. But I think fortunately True Care had isolation done very well and a lot of protocols, and Columbus Community Hospital went over pretty immediately and tested a few with their rapid tests. And you know, we got a good response from the state with the strike force teams coming in about 48 hours to retest every staff and every patient. So we're still awaiting those test results, but so far no more positive patients from True Care, just the three, which is enough. But all of those are still with us and I think doing pretty well. At the same time, we had another outbreak at a summer camp in the county. We had 10 the weekend before, thought we had it pretty well taken care of, and then got a report Sunday that there were 43 possibles confirmed from the same camp. Most of those kids have been returned to their homes. They are not residents of the county, but 9 out of those who are counselors, as I understand, are going to continue to convalesce at the summer camp, so they will be counted and are in our latest numbers. There is one error. Chuck Rogers tried to already, I think, attempt to correct it, but he listed 19, and it should be 9 from that camp. So our current number as of right now, which is, you know, a fast-moving target at this point, would be 36 active, 61 total cases in Colorado County.
Yeah.
One or two hospitalizations due to COVID and or related illnesses. No deaths, thank goodness. And most, I guess, eye-opening for everyone to realize is that, you know, we've had really good hospitalization room up until a few days ago, up until a couple of days ago. When we tried to transfer, when Michael Furr and EMS tried to do two transfers to either Memorial or Methodist at the west side of Houston yesterday, we were turned down. They were full. So that's a first as far as COVID goes, and that's what we have to protect from happening, you know, statewide.
Well, we just heard the report a few minutes ago on the state news regarding Houston and the increased numbers that they have there just down the road from us.
Yes, sir. That's pretty scary because they're right next door, and a lot of folks from our county, you know, have to commute there to work or to do business. So it's a threat. A lot of folks come out here on the weekends or to shop. Certainly did, you know, in the beginning when we were overrun by folks coming out here to HEB and Walmart from other counties, especially Houston, Harris County.
Yeah. Well, the flip side is most of the people are, well, they use the term convalescing, but quarantining, whatever you want to say, and recovering, still have a good recovery rate. So I always like to throw that into the equation. But yeah, just being having some common sense about it. You know, we were mentioning these same things, what, 4 months ago, you and I were talking about it. And
that's exactly right.
Yeah, and then you were talking about how it was going to, we'd be more concerned with our senior citizens, and that's pretty much how it's played out. Not saying that it hasn't affected some younger people. Most of those younger people, unless they've got some underlying real health issues, like I was saying, the recoveries, high percentage of recoveries. So we'll just continue to do what we can, put it in the Lord's hands, man.
Yes, sir. And, you know, protect yourself. That's the main thing. And people coming into your business, if you are a business owner or have folks coming in, you know, just try to keep the distance. And just as you would if you were thinking about somebody with pneumonia or the flu or anything else we have to protect ourselves from on a yearly basis. There is one study that's brand new out of Baylor. There's a lot going on at Baylor University, Baylor Medical School, and Stanford as well. I was reading earlier this morning. Baylor study, there's a recent study that shows that the virus may be more easily spread, but at the same time becoming less virulent, meaning, as I understand it, you know, less deadly. As it mutates, it needs to survive when it meets or gets into a host or a body, and so it has a natural desire not to kill the host, but to keep surviving. So that was a good one from Baylor. And there's also from Stanford a new interferon called Lambda, L-A-M-B-D-A. They're looking at using clinical trials right now to give to people with just mild cases immediately when they test positive. You know, I'm hopeful that within a month or two or three, there's, you know, some substantial benefits coming out of all the studies that are going on, because there's a whole bunch throughout the United States in all the medical schools and research laboratories that, you know, are going on daily that we don't always hear about in the media.
All right, and some of the numbers that are up are probably because a lot more people are being tested. And also, you know, there's another story out there, Ty, maybe you can address this, about the testing not being 100% accurate. Hey, speaking of tests, I was telling folks that I would let you detail, and I just kind of touched on it, but we do have some testing dates for Colorado County. And by the way, good job, man, because we actually had some calls yesterday here at the radio station asking about where people could go get tested. You want to give some details on those three dates that are coming up?
Yes, sir. Quickly, we secured three dates, and I wanted to do it in each city so people didn't have to, you know, drive or commute that far or possibly walk to get tested. And so those will be, as you said, in Eagle Lake, Weimar, and Columbus Fairgrounds, again, at the county fairgrounds, rather. They should be exactly as we've had before, which is where you call and register ahead of time. You get a number assigned, because it's just like a doctor-ordered test that goes to a lab from anywhere else. And then no cost to anybody to get tested. Obviously, they are voluntary. No one has to get tested that doesn't want to get tested. We've had some interest in folks that want to get tested after being around it or thinking they've been around it, et cetera. And frankly, the state had a backlog between 3,000 and 5,000 behind in testing over the last week. So I figured it was a good time to try to get us some dates secured for Colorado County. So that's coming up, and just encourage anyone, you know, who wants to get tested to call and register and take the benefit of that while it's close to home.
Thanks again for getting on the radio.
It is a pleasure. I look forward to when we can talk about hunting, fishing, or something else besides COVID-19.
Yeah, for sure. And what I'll do, I'll just reemphasize, and on the newscast, I'll put those testing dates and sites out for you guys again.
Lastly, thank you so much again, because I know I texted you the day after we had the little outbreak in the nursing home, and you were gracious enough to find time the next morning, and you always support us, and we couldn't do it without you, I guarantee you.
All right. Information Highway on the little radio station. All right? All right.
Thank you, Daryl.
All right. Appreciate you, Judge. Appreciate you. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Okay, now listen up, everybody. Now I'm going to run down the dates and sites for the testing for COVID-19 voluntary this Sunday at the Eagle Lake Community Center, 100 North Walnut Avenue, Eagle Lake Community Center. Most everybody knows where that is. On Saturday, July 11th, they'll have testing at the former Weimer Medical Center location on Ewan Street. And then on Saturday, July the 18th, testing will be done out at the Colorado County Fairgrounds. Now, here's the telephone number to call if you want to register by telephone. 512-883-2400. 512-883-2400. If you'd like to register online, the website is www.txcovidtest.org. TXCOVIDTEST.org. So again, this Sunday at the Eagle Lake Community Center, Saturday, July the 11th, at the former Weimer Medical Center, and Saturday, July the 18th, out at the Colorado County Fairgrounds, COVID-19 voluntary testing. And if you still have any questions at all, feel free to contact the Colorado County Judge's Office.